Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome to this prophetic broadcast. Today is the ninth day of the month of March, year 2021. We want to welcome all of you to this broadcast this morning. And we pray that God will bless you. The Almighty God will favor you. The grace of God will be mighty in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand against every disappointment you have been facing. I command that disappointment to expire in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand against the arrow fire into your life in the dream. I command the arrow to go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Any personality that is using witchcraft to oppress you, using witchcraft to steal from you, using witchcraft to destroy your glory, I command that personality now to be disgraced openly in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that is making it hard for your children to excel, any power that is making it hard for your children to get married, any power that is making it hard for your children to move forward, any power that vow to make your children to afflict you, if your amen can be strong and if your amen can roar in sevenfold wherever you are, I command that power to be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that vow to punish you, any power that vow to use your children to punish you, any power that vow to use your children to afflict you, if your amen can roar in sevenfold, I command the power to die. I say die in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord of hosts shall fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life now. This is prophetic decree. I decree by the oil of a prophet. I decree into your life that you overcome your enemy. You will stand tall. You will prosper. Your children shall prosper. Your marriage shall prosper. Your home shall prosper. Your destiny shall prosper. Your calling shall prosper. Your ministry shall prosper. Your career shall prosper. The academic status of your children shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, any sickness that is hiding in your blood, as I'm talking now, the sickness shall disappear from your blood. The sickness shall disappear from your system. I command the sickness to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, break the yoke of any sickness hiding in the body of anyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, few days ago, I started talking about cutting off evil link. And I'm going to move a little bit with another caption so that you can get it very well. When there's evil link in life, there's something we call evil flow that move into our life. So I'll be talking about breaking the evil flow or prayer against evil flow. Prayer against evil flow. Now, listen to me very well. There is no one living in the land of the living that may say that the evil flow of the ancestors had never passed into his life. In fact, that is what you and I we are facing now. As we grow, we begin to see some strange things in our life. As we grow, we begin to see some strange experience in our life. As we grow, we begin to see some strange experience in our dream. Things that we don't know until we ask our parents. As we grow, we begin to see some things that we never bargained to do that is coming upon us. No wonder Paul said, what I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. Because the evil flow that has entered through our bloodstream has capacity to press us down and to force us in continue the evil that our fathers have done. No wonder the Bible says our fathers have sinned and we are now reaping their sin. Beloved, the evil flow is the major battle of every one of us today. I am not excluded. I am praying it every day. And that is why I'm giving you this broadcast so that you can also pray these prayers. You see, the understanding of the scriptures will help you to take dominion. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. So without the knowledge, accurate knowledge of the provision that Jesus Christ has given to us on the cross of Calvary, many people may die in bondage. Many may die in bondage. So it is our duty to deal with this evil flow. And this evil flow is 99% of the problem that every one of us do face. This evil flow is the 95%. Write it down. 99%, sorry. 99% of the problem that every one of us do face. Why? Because we are product of our ancestors. We are product of our parents. We are product of our grandparents, great-grandparents. We are product of our great-great-grandparents. We are product of our ancestors 10 generations ago. We are product of the of our ancestor of 10 generations ago. And what I'm saying is that great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, we are product of it. Just examine it. Look at the life of David in 2 Samuel chapter 11. David supposed to go and fight war. It was the war of the king. The war of the king, the battle that the king will fight, is the battle that the king must lead. The Bible said that war is the war of the king. He must be there to go and fight the war. But David did not go. And as he was not able to, as he did not go that day, you know, he find himself committing adultery with Bathsheba. If he has gone for that battle, if he have gone to fight that war, he would have not committed that adultery. But that adultery is already in his blood. That adultery is just waiting for a fruitful time to manifest, because his great-great-grandfather had committed adultery. Judah was his great-great-grandfather, and he committed adultery with the daughter-in-law. So that is the problem that he cannot do. Now he must have to commit the adultery. So that is why that adultery was done, because his great-grandfather entered into the same thing, and because a great-grandfather had entered into the same thing, it has flowed down into his